As St. Vincent and the Grenadines looks to diversify its tourism offerings, one local entrepreneur is riding the wave of opportunity, bringing beachside excitement to new heights. While water sports are nothing new to the Caribbean, they're still gaining ground here at home. Now, a Vincentian-owned business is introducing a unique experience that's helping to energize the local tourism scene. Kareem Howard, the owner and operator of Extreme Water Sports SVG, says the goal is to offer something fresh, catering to both locals and visitors looking for more than just sun and sea.
Something that we saw was lacking in the space. My family and I, you know, this is something that we started here for the people. It was a family business, as I mentioned. It's a family business that we started as a family, and we wanted to spread it to all the families here. So we're at the beach, and, you know, there's not much to do. You know, it's like, oh, we brought it to the beach. We're at the beach, enjoying it as a family, and then people are questioning us, asking us to ride. We say, hey, okay, no problem. You know, we can enjoy it all together. Just, you know, help us out with the gas, chip in some, you know, $10, and yeah, you can go for a ride with us. And that's how it pretty much started. And stuff. And we enjoy it. You know, the kids still enjoy it. The family. We hope we can spread it to as many families here as possible.
Howard runs a small team, one person managing life jackets and payments on shore, another operating the boat, and a third ready to assist riders if they fall off the inflatable tubes. He says safety is essential to their operations, especially as the activity is still relatively new in the Vincentian space.
Paving the way, sort of a pioneer in the space, you're going to get a lot of pushback and, you know, concerns. And so it was our mission to let everyone know that the ride is safe. Before you can ride, regardless if you can swim or not, a life jacket is a must. We provide the life jacket for you and make sure you're secured in it before you even, you know, board the ship. And so when you're out there, in case you do fall off, something that we drill, you're in the water probably less than 30 seconds before you're back on the boat and on the tube. The handles that you hold on to and you sit down and enjoy the ride, hold on to handles. The environment we operate in, it's a safe free zone. We're in the water. Like I said, you fall off. You may get a little sting. That can happen from time to time, but it goes away, you know, and you're laughing and you're back on. So it's something that we do take pride in, the safety aspect of it.
With the Ministry of Tourism encouraging growth in community-based and experience-driven tourism, businesses like Extreme Water Sports SVG could play a meaningful role, not only in enhancing the visitor experience, but also contributing to job creation and economic activity, from fuel to boat maintenance and gear. Howard says affordability is important, and the goal is to make the activity accessible while planning for future expansion.
Even though we've been in business for 2 years and all the prices of everything around us has risen and gone up, we've remained consistent and held a $10 price because we really want it for everyone. We wanted to spread this joy and thrill for all, you know, and so we've been operating out of predominantly three beaches, Indian Bay, Miller Beach, and Mount Twin Beach. Yeah, so we do have plans of growing the business. We see other things that are lacking in the space that we can tap into that, you know, we've gotten feedback from riders who express wanting more, you know. And so, but we do offer other adventures such as tours to Falls of Belend, somewhere that can only be accessed by boat. You have access to both freshwater and seawater.
Owner and operator of Extreme Water Sports SVG, Kareem Howard. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.